This podcast is brought to you by BMG, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Friday, September 18, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. The New South Wales government has reached an agreement with a group of 14 coal producers which will support $5 billion Australian worth of investments in new port and rail infrastructure over the next 4 years. Diversified giant BHP Billiton is one of the signatories on the agreement reached with the NSW government over future long-term access to the Newcastle port, where export capacity is expected to double to 180 million tonnes over the next 6 years. Premier Nathan Rees says that NSW is set to reap an investment and jobs bonanza, with the Hunter Valley's coal producers agreeing to the government's long-term coal export plan. JSE and TSX-listed First Uranium has reported a fatality at its Ezulwini mine in South Africa. First Uranium spokesperson Bob Tate says that there was an unexpected fall of ground in the area where underground crews were installing permanent supports in a stope on the 45 level of the Middle Elsberg Reef Horizon, which is the uranium and gold ore body at the Ezulwini mine. First Uranium CEO Gordon Miller says that the company views the incident in an extremely serious light and is reviewing the situation with representatives of South Africa's Department of Mineral Resources and Organized Labor. Also making headlines, Rio Tinto says its Zimbabwe diamond output could be higher. DRD Gold's wage strike continues. Implats reports a second fatality after a methane explosion earlier this month. And Pamodzi Gold founder Ndaba Ntsele throws in the towel. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.